Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And let's head down on the farm and talk to a former Orioles first-round pick and now back with the organization and playing well for the AA Bowie Bay Sox. Brandon Snyder is with us. Brandon, thank you so much for coming on. How have you been?
It's been awesome, man. I appreciate you guys having me back. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I remember a couple of spring trainings hanging out in our hotel studio, and those were, you know, promising times, obviously. And it's interesting, when you look at your career arc, you are a first-round pick by the Orioles. You kind of hit every rung of that ladder, working your way up to the big leagues. You get to the big leagues with Baltimore, a couple of cups of coffee, which was obviously a big deal. And then you go to Texas. You have some success there. You actually play well against the Orioles. That's back in 2012. Then you play a little bit for the world champion 2013 Red Sox. You get a ring. And then what happened after that?
Unfortunately, I ran into some injuries that, were the ones that you can't really prevent, I guess you could say. And it kind of put the brakes on me for a little bit. But, I think it was good for me to kind of have – a little bit of adversity to try to, get me back motivated. And I think it's been the best thing for me since. I mean, obviously, if I could do it different the last year and a half without the injuries, it'd be great. But, I'm really looking forward to the new mindset and just going out and having fun and playing again. And it's been great.
We had Gary Kendall on, the manager of the Bowie Bay Sox, a couple of weeks ago. And he basically said that you guys talked a little bit in the offseason, but you played and signed with the independent Maryland Blue Crabs, and you play in one game there, and then what happened?
Going into the off season, I was hoping to get a job, but because of being hurt all year last year, it was kind of tough to find one. And I was actually one of the first players to sign to an independent team, just because I wanted to show everybody that, one, I was ready to play; two, it really didn't matter where; and three, that I was healthy. And fortunately, being from Northern Virginia, being a, Baltimore guy coming up, it felt like home. And getting a chance to go play there was great. Showed up, played one game, and then woke up the next morning with about 10 missed phone calls from the Orioles. Had a guy get hurt here in AA, and, they had an opportunity for me to come in and play. And I was very fortunate that they called me, and it's been a blast since.
And you're actually off to a good start, over 300, a couple of home runs, already lots of doubles. So you feel like you're swinging it pretty well compared to maybe where you were in, 08, 09, 10, and 11, and 12?
Yeah, I feel good. I think it has a lot to do more or less with my mindset. Like I said, I'm a little older, a little more wiser in my ways, I guess you could say. I had a little girl 20 months ago that, really has kind of helped me put things in perspective. And I just go out with a little bit different mentality, and I think that's been, helping me stay a little bit more consistent. Kind of keeps me out of getting in my head and kind of getting into that funk. Whereas, before I'd kind of let things kind of snowball on me, where now, I can kind of let things go and make adjustments a little bit quicker. And again, it's great to be back. I think a lot of things with the Orioles have changed in the couple years that I've been gone, and I think it's all for the better. And, I think obviously you can see that with the way the team's been playing the last couple years, and it's obviously great to see. So coming back, I'm, was really excited, and, my goal is to take it day by day and hopefully, get back in Baltimore.
Brandon Snyder's with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And I guess I was going to ask, you're 28 years old, you are in AA, you starred in the Eastern League a few years ago where you put up one of the best first halves there I can remember in recent Orioles history. We can go back, look at the numbers, 343, 10 home runs, and that was just in half a season there. It looked like you were well on your way. Is it frustrating in any way to be back in the Eastern League as the now older veteran?
I mean, obviously, you can look at the obvious reasons why it would kind of be frustrating. But, like I said, I just look at it day by day. I have an opportunity to go out and play every day. We got a great ball club here with a lot of good guys. Obviously I love playing for Gary Kendall. He's one of the guys that was here when I was here, and I had an opportunity to play with him a few years. So, honestly, I'm just excited to be here, have the opportunity, and just trying to make the most of it.
We're talking to Brandon Snyder here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I do want to ask you about some of your fellow teammates right now. The guy who kind of jumps out to me statistically, and when you talk to people in the organization, is Michael Givens. When you see him pitch, what do you see?
He's got some serious stuff. I would tell you right now, he's got definite big league stuff. Obviously not pitching for that long. You know, he has things to learn as far as pitching's concerned, but he's really fun to watch pitch on the mound and play behind. You know, obviously running a fastball up in the 100-mile-an-hour range from his arm angle is extremely tough. And, you know, you talk to guys on the other team and it doesn't seem like he's much fun to face. So he's a great dude. You know, love being around him and definitely love having him on our team.
Early impressions of Trey Mancini.
Guy can hit. One of those guys that, like, if you watched him, you know, kind of a goofy guy, great dude. Doesn't really look smooth doing anything, but he does everything well. And, you know, getting a chance to watch him take at bats, you know, he's got a great approach at the plate, has a lot of power. And, you know, he's been big for us since he's been up here. He's been swinging the bat really well. And it's been fun to watch. The guy can really hit.
How do you feel about playing the role of the veteran that's been there before, that's made it to the big leagues on four separate occasions? How do you feel about being that guy?
You know, I just take it in stride. I feel like, you know, if there's anything I can do to kind of help the guys as far as, you know, with a little bit of experience that I have, I feel like, you know, I just, if they need it, they come to me and I try to help them. And I think more, like I kind of hit on before, it's just a different mentality that you got to have to play this game. And, you know, it took me 10 years to kind of figure that out, unfortunately, but, you know, better late than never. And, you know, that's kind of one thing I try to instill in these guys is, you know, when you're young, you get real frustrated, you start, you know, thinking, trying to make changes, all this stuff. And I just try to, you know, kind of hit on the fact that, you know, what got you here is what's going to take you there. So you need to try to stay with that and try to just help them with the mental side, because I feel like with baseball, that's the most important thing. You know, if you're not going to be here if you can't play, but you know, it's the mental side that usually breaks guys down.
Another thing that I think has been a separator in just my time talking to professional baseball players, and it is the separator is also you have to really love the game and to show up at the ballpark with maybe only a couple thousand people in the stands, and you really have to love everything about the game. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I agree 100%. And I feel like, you know, that's, you know, when I said that I felt like me kind of being hurt and being out of the game and having to play in the bunny ball, I think that's what really was good for me, you know, in a sense, because last couple years I looked at it way too much as a business thing where I was looking at, you know, where I can, you know, make money or where I can do this and trying to get to the big leagues rather than just taking it day by day, loving the game and having fun playing it. And, you know, I think I lost that. And I think this year is the first year where I kind of committed myself to just saying, you know, I need to start having fun again. Because if you don't like what you do, it doesn't matter if you work in an office or whatever, you're not going to do it well and with your heart in it. So, you know, I was able to kind of redirect that. And my energy is a little different towards it. You know, like you said, you got to love to play this game. I mean, it's tough. You know, you're away from your family, long bus rides, all that stuff. But if you don't love being out on the field, you might as well go try to find something else to do, because you're not going to be a very good baseball player.
You've been doing this for a long time now, 11 years, Brandon, professionally. You're 28. Have you thought about post-career when you would decide to hang them up, or are you really just in the day-by-day mentality?
You know, I think I thought about that a little more last year, you know, and it's kind of like I said, it's like you don't know what you have until it's gone kind of thing. And I started really thinking about, you know, that and everything. And then once I, you know, didn't have a job, I realized how much I still wanted to play and how much I really did love the game. And, you know, I don't see myself retiring anytime soon. I mean, I'm 28, you know, I still feel like, you know, I have a lot left to give. And actually, this is the best shape I've ever been in my career. So, I feel like, you know, as far as that goes, as long as I can stay healthy and keep grinding away, there's no reason why I shouldn't, you know, give myself another opportunity to get back to the big leagues and hopefully stay. So, you know, and again, obviously when I'm done, you know, you got to always have that backup plan. I run a baseball facility at home, and, you know, I've kind of thought about the coaching thing, but, you know, we'll kind of see how that goes as we get closer.
Well, we're rooting for you. Brandon Snyder, former Orioles first-round pick, now with the AA Bowie Bay Sox. Compelling story. Always a good guy and a good interview. Thank you, Brandon.
Brett, I appreciate it, man, and it's always great talking to you guys.
That is Brandon Snyder. Much more still to come here on WBAL News Radio 1090.